So in our class time today, I want to talk about something that's very near and dear to all of us, and that is family. Now, hopefully, you're making plans to visit a Spanish-speaking country in the near future, and I hope you'll make lots of new friends there. And when you do, you'll have those initial conversations that we always have, where you ask about their family, and they ask about your family, and how many kids you have, and how old are they, or brothers and sisters. Well, after today's episode, I want you to be able to talk about your family, how many brothers and sisters you have, or cousins, aunts, uncles, their names, and also their ages, because we do age a little bit different in Spanish. So to kick things off, I would like to give you some family words. So get your cuaderno ready and your pluma or your lápiz, and here come some family words. So first of all, in Spanish, family is la familia. Now, when you're talking about relatives, you'll say los parientes. Los parientes. A lot of times we think that word means parents when we see it, but it actually means relatives. Father is el padre. And mother is la madre. Now, together, we call our parents los padres. We use the father word plural, los padres. That means parents. Now, we start getting into the rest of our family. Husband, we have two words for husband we can use. First of all, there's el esposo. El esposo. And also we can say el marido. El marido. Now, wife in Spanish is la esposa. La esposa. You're probably figuring out this is where we get our word spouse from the Latin. Now, also for wife, we can say la mujer. Now, moving along into the family, our son is el hijo. El hijo. Now, for a daughter, we simply change that O to an A. La hija. La hija. For brother, we say el hermano. El hermano. And again, for sister, we just change that word to its feminine form, la hermana. La hermana. And grandparents, for grandfather, we're going to say el abuelo. El abuelo. And for grandmother, we use the feminine form, la abuela. La abuela. Now we get into aunts and uncles. For uncle, we say el tío. El tío. And for aunt, we'll say la tía. La tía. Now, if you're a grandparent watching right now, grandchildren, you would say for grandson, el nieto. El nieto. And for granddaughter, the feminine form, la nieta. La nieta. Now, our cousins are called, a boy cousin would be el primo. El primo. And you can probably guess girl cousin, la prima. La prima. Now let's look at niece and nephew. Nephew is el sobrino. El sobrino. And niece, la sobrina. La sobrina. And now most of us, or many of us, have a mascota or a pet. So cat is el gato. El gato. And dog is el perro. El perro. Now, I want to give you a couple more supplemental words that go along with family. First of all, old is viejo. Viejo. And young is joven. Joven. Now that you have your family words, we want to start using them in context. And first of all, let's talk about the word cuántos. So, cuántos means how many. One of our question words, it means how many. Try to say cuántos. Now, somebody might say, how many brothers do you have? Or how many sisters do you have? Now, to be able to understand that question and to answer that question, we have to learn an irregular verb, and that verb is to have. Now, again, I'll draw it on a chart. I'm going to put it right under here. The verb to have in Spanish is tener. Tener. This means to have. So we'll draw our chart, and we'll put the forms of tener on the chart. Now, I want to go ahead and tell you, tener is, when I call it an irregular verb, I mean it's really an irregular verb. A lot of times our irregular verbs, as you've learned, just has an irregular yo form, and the rest is conjugated normally. Tener, we can't say that. It is a stem-changing verb. So we're going to have to change the stem in the boot, as we talked about in an episode before, but even the yo form makes an exception to that rule as well. It has a little bit different swing to it. So we're going to actually have to put the conjugations of tener individually on the chart. Now, I want to start by giving you a little visual. I know some of you are visual learners, like I am sometimes. So we want to give you a visual, and some of these are going to start with T-I, and some are going to start with T-E. So look at the chart now. These three, it's the boot except for this one, start with T-I. We're still going to put the E in there in a minute. But now these three here start with just T-E. So we'll go ahead and put our T-E. So just get the visual. These three are T-E. These three are T-I. Once again, when you start to practice them in conversation, this will all be easy. You'll become fluent to the point that you don't have to think about which ones have I's and E. They'll just come out because you'll internalize them. So now, at this point, let's go down here to these three. We are going to put our E there now. So these do have E's, but they have that I first. Now that once we understand this, we're going to go ahead and put our N there. So all of these are going to have an N. We're going to keep the N from the root. Okay, so that's kind of our starting point. Now, the yo form does end in an O, but again, like the verbs the other day we learned, hacer and salir, we're going to put a G in that yo form. So up there in the top, we're going to put a G, and then we're going to put the O. So I have is tengo. Tengo. Now here, we're simply going to put our ER verb endings. So we're going to put the ES here, the E there. And again, remember, we don't change stems outside of the boot in the nosotros and the vosotros form. We don't change those stems. So we're just going to put the endings hemos, and ace, and en. So I have is tengo. Now, let's pull our numbers in from a long time ago, and let's see if you can make a phrase using tengo. We'll just go around the chart and think about some of these conjugations. So how would you say, I have two brothers? Look at your new word list there. I have two brothers. Tengo, or you can say yo tengo, either one. Tengo dos hermanos. Okay? Now, let's talk about this word and these together as a question. If I wanted to say, how many brothers do you have? Someone actually asked you that question. Then we're going to say, ¿cuántos? But now we have to think about something new in Spanish. When you say, how many brothers do you have? There's one word in that sentence that we just have to take and throw it out. And that's the word do. Because do, in this context, it does not translate to Spanish. If I say, did you do your homework, and I physically do something, that's the verb we learned in that episode where we learned hacer as to do or to make. But when we use it as a question, sort of as an auxiliary word, as in, do you like pizza, that doesn't translate to Spanish. I like to call it the do nothing do, because it does nothing in the sentence. You might say, well, it sounds right. It sounds right because we've been saying it all our lives that way, right? So let's put that sentence into Spanish. How many brothers do you have? I'm going to throw that word do out. So how many brothers do you have? How many is cuántos? Brothers, look on your word list there, hermanos, you have. Okay, now which one of these means you have? If you're talking to someone, you can say tienes, if you feel like you know that person well enough to use the tú form. If you wanted to use the usted form, you could say tiene usted, if you want to add that little respect in there. So what we have is, how many brothers do you have? ¿Cuántos hermanos tienes? Or ¿cuántos hermanos tiene usted? Okay, now let's put another one out there just so you can process this a little bit. How would you say, how many sisters does she have? So how many? ¿Cuántos? Now in this case, we're talking about sisters, which are girls, hermanas. So we're actually going to change cuántos into cuántas. Remember, everything has to match in Spanish. All those words have to match gender. So cuántas hermanas tiene ella? How many sisters has she? And it's not always necessary to say she, but remember that él, ella, and usted all use the same verb form. So if you already know who you're talking about, you can just say tiene. But if you ask about somebody and in the conversation you don't quite know who you're talking about yet, you might want to say ella at the end to specify who you're talking about. Okay, so now we can ask how many brothers someone has or how many cousins someone has. So let's move into a little bit further in answering that question. I have two brothers. So someone's asked you that question. And now you want to say, I have two brothers. Well, let's just put it together. I have is tengo, two is dos, and brothers, hermanos. Okay, so think about your family and think about how you would say how many brothers or sisters you have. Now, all of your responses are probably different, but now somebody out there right now is saying, I don't have a brother, or I don't have a sister. Well, remember, if we want to say I have, we say tengo. And anytime we make a verb negative in Spanish, saying the opposite, like I don't have, remember, all we have to do is put the word no in front of that verb. So I have would be tengo. I don't have is no tengo. It's just that easy. So now you should be able to describe your own families, how many of each family member you have. And if you don't have that particular member, you should be able to say that as well. Okay, I want to take this a step further now. We know how to say who is in our family and how many of each we have, but how do we state their names now? Now, there are different ways to say my name is in Spanish. We can say mi nombre es, or we can say me llamo. Right now, we're going to use the first form. Literally, my name is, her name is, his name is. And to do this, we're going to use what we call our possessive adjectives. Now, I'm going to go right over here, and I'm going to put another chart on the board so that you can visualize where these words go and teach you a few new words that you can pull into your conversation. So right over here, I'm going to draw another chart. Now these are called possessive adjectives, and that's another fancy way of saying who owns it? Who does it belong to? Okay, so this is how we say my and your or his or her. Now remember, we're only going to use these words if we say a noun after them. You have to specify what you're talking about. My car, her house, his dog, their sister, etc. So that's what these words do, is they describe who something belongs to. So up in the top left, we're going to put my, because everything up here has to do with me personally, And that word is mi. Now, don't confuse it with a previous episode where we learned about gustar and we learned me. Remember, we only use me when it shows the verb is done to me, like me gusta. And we're going to use me only if we're saying my something, okay? Now, you'll recognize this next word with a slight change to it. And the word is tú. Now, notice now, we did not write the accent. In an early episode, I told you that tú has to have the accent when you're saying you. And I said, if you don't put that accent on there, it changes the meaning. Well, this is what it changes to. It changes to your something, your house, your sister, whatever. So then we go down to the bottom here, and we write su. That would mean his or her something. Now, up here in the top right, we're going to write nuestro. Nuestro. Now, nuestro ends in an O. So if we're talking about something feminine, we can change it to an A. So if I said our brother would be nuestro hermano. But if I said our sister, I would say nuestra hermana. I would change nuestra and I would change hermana. Make sure I put that A on both. Now, the vosotros form here is the same, again, as the nuestro. It's just got the V in there. And this would be vuestro. This would mean your something plural if you're talking to a group. This belongs to all of you, so your something. And again, this ends in an O, so we can change it to an A as well with gender. Now, down in the bottom, we are going to actually write the same thing as we did here. Su. It is actually the same context in Spanish. If I say his house would be su casa. If I said their house, it'd be the same thing. Su casa. Now, I know right now some of you are saying, well, how do you know the difference? I get that question a lot. Well, you know the difference by the context of your conversation. Generally, at that point, if you say his or her or their, we've already established who we're talking about. So we understand it in the context of the conversation. So don't stress too much about that. When you start speaking Spanish, you'll know the difference and you'll understand, and other people will understand you as well. Now, let's just back up for a second, and I want to show you something about these again in a minute. But for just a second, let's see if we can put together some sentences using name. Now, first of all, writing down here, I'm going to put the word name in this form is nombre. Nombre means name. So let's say I'm talking about my brother, and I say, tengo un hermano. I have a brother. Tengo un hermano. Now I want to say his name is, what's his? It's su. Su nombre es, his name is, su nombre es, and then whatever their name is. Okay? So let's try to say, my name is. What's my? Mi. Nombre es. My name is. Now, his name is. Su nombre es. Her name is. Same thing. Su nombre es. Same thing. So when we're talking about our family members now, not only can we talk about who, what they are in terms of a brother or a sister or a cousin, we can now state their name. So we can say, tengo un hermano, a brother, su nombre es, his name is. Now, one more thing we can say about that person is their age. And again, we're going to use the verb tener. So we've picked up a lot of things just in this today. We're going to use the verb tener. In Spanish, we do not say, I am a certain age. We say, I have a certain number of years. So I'll put the word years for you right down here, and that is años. Años. So we could say, talking about our brother. Let's do the whole thing now. Now, my brother's name is Greg, so I'll say that. Tengo un hermano. Su nombre es Greg. Él tiene 43 años. 43 years. So he has 43 years. So él tiene 43 años. So now we're able to put everything together. The only thing we need to know now is what about if we're talking about more than one person. Now, all of these words here that I showed you a minute ago, these words can all have an S on them. All of them can. So if I say my house, for example, house is casa, I could say mi casa. If I were going to say something plural, as in my brothers, I would change this by putting an S on this as well. Mis hermanos. If I were going to say her sister, su hermana, her sisters, both have to become plural, sister and this. Su has to become plural, so it'd be sus hermanas. Remember, it has to do with the object you're talking about. So let's put one together now. I have two sisters. Their names are Amber and Jennifer. So, tengo dos hermanas. Their names are, sus nombres son, remember that word ser, their names are, sus nombres son, Amber y Jennifer. Now, their ages are, they have a certain number of years. Ellas tienen, they have 40 y 30 años, 40 and 30 years, just as an example. So 40 y 30 años. Okay, so we've given you a whole lot to think about today in this episode. So I want to give you one to try. How would you say, I have two brothers and they are 20 and 25 years old? Give it a shot really quick. So I have two brothers. Yo tengo dos hermanos. They have 20 and 25 years. Ellos tienen 20 y 25 años. Okay. Now, I've given you a lot to think about today, and a lot to work on. So I encourage you, most of all, to get out there and make a Spanish-speaking friend. And that way, you can immediately start using these words we've learned today. And you can ask that person about his or her family, and you can tell all about your family. So keep working on all the things you've learned so far on ¿Qué hora es? And get out there and practice your Spanish.